That's all coming up. But first, London, you are familiar with our next guest, Pam Colleen, regular guest with Andy Udman, and as well, regular guest here on 610 CKTV. Good morning, Pamela.
Good morning, Tom. How are you today?
Well, I'm not in a good mood, I'll tell you right now.
Oh, dear.
I am not in a good mood, Pam, because apparently I'm endangering my life by eating eggs on a daily basis. A researcher out of our beloved Western University, Dr. David Spence, says cholesterol found in the yolk and eggs is almost as dangerous as smoking. Should I be going egg-free from now on?
Not at all, Tom. You can stop panicking. The research is extremely flawed. It's extremely illogical. I want people to return to common sense and just relax and look at some of this research as basically just marketing-based science. That's all it is. It's not real science. It's not even pseudoscience. This is not science at all, okay, because we have to look to common sense when we're hearing nutritional information today. So what I want people to do is to sit back, relax, and think about their ancestral diet. Their ancestors would have eaten lots of dietary cholesterol in their diets, and they were much healthier then than we are today. So, for example, if we look at eggs, our consumption of eggs has actually gone down over the last several decades. So how on earth could an old-fashioned food like eggs be contributing to a modern health problem? It's absolutely nonsensical. So we need to sit back, relax, and keep eating your eggs. The person who wrote about this quite a bit in his books is Professor Harvey Levinstein. This phenomenon is called negative nutrition. And it's like what we see with our politicians, where they're slamming each other in order to gain the vote. The same phenomenon goes on in the food industry, where one part of the food industry will slam and create their own science to demonize a competing food in order to make more sales of their food. So the phenomenon is called negative nutrition. Professor Harvey Levinstein, he writes about it. He's a retired professor from McMaster University, and he writes about it in his books. He's written a couple of books, one called Paradox of Plenty and another one called Revolution at the Table. So this type of marketing phenomenon has been going on for a long, long time in our dietary history. So people, please be very, very careful when you hear this kind of information.
Now, that may be elsewhere, but what if this is true? Because Dr. David Spence says cholesterol in an egg contributes to atherosclerosis or the plaque buildup in arteries. That, you know, it's my consumption of cholesterol. And we've been on a mission for decades now to cut the amount of cholesterol. In fact, we have cholesterol, you know, lowering drugs that we can take if your diet doesn't work. So here are eggs with you know, a big amount of cholesterol.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't that make sense, though, that it's the cholesterol, I eat this cholesterol, then it goes through my body, then it deposits itself on the lining of my arteries, and next thing you know, I'm having a heart attack or stroke.
No, it doesn't make any sense at all. There's confounding variables when they're studying the subjects in these types of experiments. So you have to look at the confounding variables. And these people are, in all likelihood, eating a very high carbohydrate diet at the same time. And it's really going to be the carbohydrates. It's not going to be dietary cholesterol.
So is there any link between, do we have a link? Now, I know there's supposed to be good cholesterol and bad cholesterol. Like, isn't there LDL and HDL, high density lipid cholesterol, and what is it, low density lipid? Is this the LDLs?
Mm-hmm.
And so is there, I mean, do eggs contribute in any way? If I eat one, this will let my HDLs go up and my LDLs go down? I mean, do we have that link?
Well, it's that when you eat enough saturated fat in your diet, the actual good cholesterol goes up. So it's the absolute opposite of what we're being told. Also, people with high cholesterol tend to live longer than people with low cholesterol. So there's something terribly wrong with the science and what we're hearing on a daily basis. And I think if people want to get a really good picture of what's going on, there's books, The Great Cholesterol Con by Dr. Anthony Colpo, another book called The Great Cholesterol Con by Malcolm Kendrick. But there's a website by the International Network of Cholesterol Skeptics, and it's called THINCS, THINCS.org. There's lots of scientists now coming forward, medical doctors, PhDs, coming forward and saying that this blame game that's been going on against cholesterol has been seriously flawed for many, many decades now. And so we really need to take a step back, because as we've been reducing our consumption of cholesterol, our health problems have been on the rise. So it's just a matter of time, Tom, before this entire scam is exposed in the media. It's just going to take more time, and it's going to take more consumers to educate themselves and empower themselves and understand the marketing strategies that are behind this type of negative campaign.
What I always, one of the things I never learned about eggs, I learned in the last year, was that, and this is a problem, I think, for people who are vegan or vegetarian and don't have eggs in their diet as a source of cholesterol. And that is that cholesterol is the precursor for sex hormones.
That's right.
And so, I mean, as a male, I fight against age and a declining testosterone count. As I get older, I slowly, my testosterone is going down. Now, testosterone, you know, has a lot of problems, but one of the things that helps me identify with is being a man. And for women as well, it's a precursor for estrogen. So, I mean, taking out cholesterol, I mean, if you want to see your testosterone limits go up, believe me, put some eggs in your diet, and it works amazingly well.
Yeah, no, dietary cholesterol is important for a lot of things. Our bodies do make cholesterol, but we need to get it from an outside source as well. And so dietary cholesterol is important for also your digestive tract. We need to eat cholesterol in order to trigger the production of bile, for example. And unfortunately, if people are on a low-fat diet, the bile can get very thick and sluggish and be more prone to stoning. So you really need to be careful in terms of your digestive tract as well. Dietary cholesterol is a very, very important nutrient. It's very important for brain function, and more research is coming forward showing that people with low cholesterol are going to be more prone to suicidal thoughts, depression, even addiction. So we have to look at some of this new research that's surfacing, which is actually helping us return to common sense.
15 minutes after 11 o'clock, Pam Colleen. No yolks today. We'll get back to talking about eggs and sports drinks when we return with Pam Colleen here on 1290 CJBK and News Talk 610 CKTV.
Tom McConnell.
20 minutes after 11 o'clock, Pam Colleen's our guest, just talking about this latest study from Western University where a researcher there, Dr. David Spence, says eggs are almost as bad as smoking. What I find interesting, though, Pam, it's almost like in politics we look at polling, and there's always sometimes an outlying poll that, you know, one poll can be wrong, but all polls aren't wrong all the time. Mm-hmm. Bruce Griffin is a professor of nutritional metabolism at the University of Surrey. Last year, analyzed 30 egg studies carried out over 30 years and found eggs to have, quote, no clinically significant impact on cholesterol levels.
I know.
30 years of studies and like, no.
Pardon?
30 years of studies, no. And all of a sudden we pay attention to the one study that says, oh, wait, hold on a second. Maybe this is wrong.
Yeah, I know. It's really sad when it comes down to that type of, blame game. But, I think it comes down to people being able to ask these five questions. If you're hearing nutritional information today, you need to ask these five questions. You need to say, does this nutritional information prove to me over generations that couples can be fertile, that babies are healthy, that that there's no signs of mental disorders or chronic disease, that the aging are aging gracefully, and that the senior citizens are still productive members of society? You have to look at those variables to see whether the diet as a whole is contributing to your health. And so I'm of Scottish and Irish descent. Anybody of European descent or wherever they're from in the world would have had ancestors living on eggs in their diet, and they would have been very, very healthy for it. I see the same type of demonization with shellfish and pork, for example. And again, my ancestors, Irish and Scottish descent, would have eaten shellfish and pork and would have been very healthy. Of course, I do consider the quality of the animal food as well. Of course, we want these animals outside in the wild, on pasture, whatever the case may be. That's a better quality source of the animal food. But in general, the concept of demonizing these foods is really very, very flawed. So I would really, really like to see people like David Spence and his staff up at Robarts Institute to come to my classes where I teach common sense eating to people. And I'm teaching a 4-week boot camp this fall, starting October the 13th at the Central Library in London. And I want to see more researchers there. I want to see more scientists there so that we can actually return to common sense even when it comes to science.
And the researchers didn't take into account lifestyle factors such as exercise, and diet. And as well, as one person pointed out, one researcher, the carotid plaque that they measured naturally increases over the age of 40 anyway. So it may be a naturally occurring process. And then to blame it on one thing when you don't control for everything else. I mean, that's why we have multivariable studies in terms of we control for everything and then we isolate and we can do this. But when you just make a supposition that it's, you know what? They're going up, and I think it's the eggs. Mm-hmm. When we look at all the other studies over the last number of decades, which have eggs were once this great food, then demonized, then science said, you know what? Why are we demonizing eggs? There's nothing wrong with eggs. There's so many healthy components in eggs. When you look at vitamin D, and when you look at selenium, and when you look at the proteins and the fats in an egg, you're like, well, boy, that's almost, to me, it's like milk. It's one of those foods that nature has created that through generations and across cultures, we've consumed it. I don't think we were all that wrong in doing so.
No,
I mean, the egg has to be one of the most universally eaten foods.
That's right. Dr. John Ioannidis has been scrutinizing science and basically has said that science today is so incredibly flawed. Anywhere from 80 to 90% of the science that's published today is flawed. And it's basically because it's for marketing purposes. It doesn't really have anything to do with common sense whatsoever.
Darko, you got a question?
Yeah, I was just going on about the testosterone. You brought that up with cholesterol. And Timothy Ferris talks a lot about it in his book, The 4-Hour Body.
Right, great book.
So, I mean, the connection right away when you start looking at, you know, cholesterol linked to testosterone, and you look at what people don't eat today, given the choice, you don't want steak and kidney pie because you don't want to eat organs. The brain is exceptionally high in cholesterol. We don't eat that. You know, we don't eat haggis, which has got the heart and whatever parts to it, plus, of course, eggs. And stuff like that. And it's no wonder that today we have so much male sexual dysfunction. Right away, it clicked in my head. I was just like, you know, okay, this makes sense, right? You know, you put the two factors together and go, you know, they're being bashing meat, cholesterol, eggs, and organ meats are like terrible for you. That is no wonder where we are today. Like, to me, that's, you know, I don't know if anybody's done studies like that, but I know like Timothy Ferris has done he calls himself the human lab rat, where he's eating lots of red meat or certain things, and his testosterone went way up, right? So that's kind of what I wanted to contribute to it.
All right.
You're absolutely right.
And thanks, Darko.
Thank you.
You look at primitive cultures where they don't have fat or cholesterol phobia, and they have very normal cholesterol levels. You know, you look at the Maasai in Africa, for example, where they eat raw milk and meat and blood is what they drink. They have very normal, healthy cholesterol levels, and yet their diet is comprised of very, very high amounts of cholesterol. The same thing can be said for the French, you know, for many of the countries in the world where they have high cholesterol in their diet. They call it the French paradox, but it can be translated to almost any country where they have a high-fat diet, where they're eating enough animal fat in their diet. Their cholesterol levels are very, very healthy. So it's really, we're taking our eye off the target by looking at animal fat and cholesterol. What
now,
we need to be looking at is of course, the excessive consumption of carbohydrates in the diet.
You know, and one of the interesting a doctor in Florida who went on a low-fat diet and saw no results, in fact, saw his cholesterol go up, and he saw everything go up. And then when he turned and went on a low-carb diet and saw everything plummet, and I'm trying to think of his name, but
David Diamond.
That's right, Dr. David Diamond, who is not a dietitian, but I believe he's a neurologist or a neurophysicist, and so he is able to bring at least a scientific approach to it, but he takes himself, granted, one example, and he shows that, you know what, what we think is bad for cholesterol, we're wrong.
Yes,
we're wrong on the ability to lower our cholesterol. And his point on carbohydrates, and we kept getting back to carbohydrates, that the cholesterol is not there as a bad thing, that's there as a healing thing. It's the carbs which are causing the inflammation and are causing the plaque formation, and it's the simple sugars which are used to attack our body.
Right.
That's what we have to focus on.
That's right. And Dr. Terry Walls, she cured herself of MS by returning to an ancestral diet and focusing on things like animal fats. So, you know, your myelin sheath, if you have MS, your myelin sheath needs cholesterol. And, of course, you know, when I see people who have MS increase their consumption of animal fat, and, of course, by default, you know, that would include cholesterol, they get better. And Dr. Terry Walls is out there on a crusade right now trying to get this information out. Harvard University is hosting the second annual Ancestral Health Symposium and having presenters from all over the world talking about exactly what we're talking about on this show, Tom. And unfortunately, you know, our University of Western Ontario hasn't caught on to this as yet. And unfortunately, they're going to end up with egg on their face if they don't start listening very, very soon.
Pam, always a pleasure. We didn't get a chance to talk about sports drinks, but it would have been great after the Olympics, but the eggs was way more important. We'll get to sports drinks another time.
Sounds good, Tom. Thanks so much.
Take care. Pam Colleen.
Take care.
PamColleen.com if you want to get her information as well. Quick break in the program.